Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming down from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about the occult influence that permeates literally every aspect of what's going on today, and most people aren't even aware of it. I mean, they look at the things that are unfolding, and they look at them as events without realizing the spiritual significance of those events and how all this ties together into this organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the belief of the Christian faith. William Kennedy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. It's always a privilege to come on your show.
Well, you just pick up with a story that we've talked about before.
Well, Dr. Stan, one thing I'm pointing out is that there are a lot of figures in our mainstream media that are highly attached to the occult, though they don't advertise it when they're actually on television. The main example I could give you is Dr. Oz, who is a famous heart surgeon that has a TV program on every day. Oprah Winfrey discovered Dr. Oz. Now, Dr. Oz practices transcendental meditation taught by the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who died recently. But what he doesn't say on his TV show, that TM organization, Transcendental Meditation, they claim to teach their followers how to levitate and fly, how to walk through walls, how to read minds, all sorts of like psychic and ESP style esoteric practices. And you would never hear Dr. Oz mention any of those on television. He'll say do the basic transcendental meditation technique, but then people do it, and then they're introduced to this whole other world of the arcane. Where
and let me just point out that really people can levitate. I mean, you don't want to be doing this thing, you know, but you can. I mean, there are people actually who have the ability to, you know, to almost to become transparent in many respects. There is another occult world out there, but we're told in the Bible to avoid it like the plague. We should avoid astrologers and avoid people of certainty who are mediums and are who diviners and are fortune tellers. We're told that it's real, but do not get involved in it. And yet here they're bringing this sort of people before us, and really, because this is, we had the program this afternoon now with Sonia, Lauren Davis, Dr. Lauren Davis, a missionary, telling about how the leaders of the Southern Baptists and the Nazarene Church and Foursquare Church and the Assembly of God are actually bringing a New Age occultist, name, I think his name is Sweet, to address literally thousands of Christian ministers at a meeting here could be held, to introduce them to this new form of Christianity that's really got to help them to grow their churches. But of course, what they're doing is recruiting them, Christian ministers, thousands of them, into the occult. The leaders of the Southern Baptists, Foursquare Assembly of God, and churches are deeply involved in the occult themselves. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, take the TM movement again. What they don't tell people to go to practice if they promote themselves as a science, and the mantras or prayers that they give you are actually the names of Hindu gods. So they are teaching you to invoke gods of another religion besides Christianity and not even telling the people what they mean. They say, oh, it's just a sound that brings you peace of mind. Well, it isn't just a sound, it's the name of a god, and these gods eventually will do things for you, like I said earlier.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, you just have to keep in mind, all the listeners, take a look for the hook and the bait, because I don't deny that a lot of these miraculous things don't.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That bebop music, they've infiltrated our churches, they've taken over the music, they've taken over the message. Everybody dresses casual, the minister no longer wears a coat and a tie. He comes in just like the fellow down the corner, just got through going out for a run. Everything is transformed. The whole idea is to be popular, to get people to like you, to have a lot of entertainment and fun. But what does that have to do with the worship of our Lord? Go right ahead, William.
Well, that's a good point, Dr. Stan. And I'm kind of a freelance Christian myself now. I was in the Catholic Church, born and raised in it. But with all the problems in it right now, I feel much more comfortable just reading the Bible and fellowship with other Christians. A lot of people ask me about that. It's not that I've left the church. The problem is the church has left Christianity behind. And that's the big problem. Now, Christianity is the religion of taking Jesus Christ into your heart and accepting him as your Savior. He died for your sins to make up for your mistakes. He paid your dues. Now, churchianity is a state where human beings move in and try and control other people, and God kind of gets lost in the shuffle. And that can happen very easily. Like, I mean, Christianity's been around 2,000 years now, and we've had just about everything. But what I want to impress upon people, again, if you're not a Christian, read the New Testament and just ask yourself this question. Not who was Jesus, ask yourself what was Jesus, and one other question, what does Jesus have meaning for in my life? And if you're not a believer, as I said, just check the New Testament and start asking that question and do a little research on the internet. Don't completely be discouraged because these churchianity people who seem to ruin everything, Catholic, Protestant, and Eastern Orthodox, don't really seem to get it. They're more interested in money and power and, as you said, being popular. But that shouldn't discourage us from the Christian message, which is one of ultimately accepting Jesus as your Savior, spreading that message to other people, and living the Christian life as best you can. Now, none of us are perfect, and religion, the Christian religion is really not about what we do or don't do, but it's about what Jesus Christ did for us already. He has paid our ransom, so to speak, so that when we accept him, when we die, we enter into his kingdom, and eventually we're resurrected from the dead. That is the Christian promise. The body is so important in Christianity, you eventually get it back. Now, it shouldn't surprise us too much that the churches have gone corrupt because the human race, from a biblical perspective, has fallen, and there's always a lot of problems. Now, what I hate to see, I'm 48, I remember when things were a little better, but I hate to see young people like 20, 25 years younger than myself, they've just abandoned religion altogether. They don't like it or hate it, they're just apathetic. And that's no good either, because if nothing else, it is the cornerstone of Western civilization. It is the pivot of what made Western European civilization great. It gave us many wonderful and good things. So don't write it off because of a Paul Shanley or some of these other Protestant ministers who've gotten into trouble. Remember, religion is ultimately you come into this world alone and you leave it alone, and when you leave it on your own, you meet your maker. So ultimately, Christianity is about you and the day you face God. And that alone should kind of hint towards you don't necessarily need one of these big churches. Now, there's lots of resources on the web, and if you're looking for fellowship with other Christians, there's tons of sites, there's tons of things. You know, certainly be careful. There's a lot of cults out there. But don't be afraid to network with other Christians, even if it's on some sort initially a computer web page, and then maybe you can meet and get together. And I guess what I'm saying, it's so easy to become discouraged. Like, I was horribly depressed when I learned about the whole Catholic priest pedophile ring, which I wrote a book about. I was miserable when I wrote that book because it was so shocking to me. And I went through not so much a crisis of faith but a crisis of church, asking myself, you know, what's the point of belonging to any church if they automatically become this corrupt? And I'm sympathetic with people who feel that way. I really am. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Remember, the earliest Christian groups from the apostolic age, they didn't meet in fancy glass churches or giant cathedrals. They met in people's houses, in their kitchens, in their living rooms. That is the origin of original Christianity. It wasn't until about 300 years later that they were even allowed to have churches when Constantine the Great made it the official religion of the Roman Empire. But for the first, imagine that, for the first over 300 years of Christianity, people belonged to Christian groups who met in home. And maybe we have to return to that for a while during this dark age of Christianity in general. Now, I know people will get a lot of flack about this, but ultimately, remember, it's the scriptures that will save you. No individual church will save you. It's the faith you derive from scriptures which will bring you to God, not necessarily that you follow the rules of a particular denomination of Christianity. Now, I mean, it's terrible the way occultism has seeped its ugly head into, you were just saying earlier, I can't imagine Southern Baptists and Foursquare Pentecostals having, you know, these occult type things in their churches. And Those two groups have had a horrible time. The Southern Baptist Convention has a situation similar to the Roman Catholic Church with abusive priests. And very tragically, the Reverend Charles Stanley, who you see on TV a lot, he threw some of these protesters from the SNAP group, the Baptist section of survivors of those abused by priests. They have a Southern Baptist. He threw them off his property and kind of got his security guards to rough these people up. Now, he shouldn't do that. He should invite those people into the church and find out what their grievances are, see if they need counseling, see where he went wrong and where the organization went wrong. But don't throw survivors of sexual abuse off your property and threaten to arrest them. That's pretty harsh. So I guess we have a lot of problems here, but your faith, as I say, I'll just stop my preaching after this. Your faith is between you and God ultimately, and let no man or woman or anything in this world come between you and your God.
Amen. Well, go right ahead, William.
Well, sure, Dr. Stan. Just to let people know, I have a webpage at williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and what I've put together there are some multimedia links pages. I have literally thousands of links to documentary films on Christianity, on occult subjects, on Satanism, some very useful things like homeschooling. I'm a big advocate of the homeschooling movement, and I advise a lot of people on that. Now, the public schools in this country have just degenerated to the point where I wouldn't feel comfortable sending any children to a government-run school. And I'll give a quick example. A woman I was advising, her six-year-old daughter came home from school talking about the facts of life in a very, very specific and frightening way, very detailed. And when the mother said, "Who taught you that?" it turned out to be another six-year-old girl. So you don't know how corrupting the other students are, never mind these crazy curriculums the Department of Education puts out there. But you have to keep that in mind, that homeschooling is your best option. And one program you can get at Radio Liberty is the Robinson's course. I went through that whole thing, and that could be the best core for homeschooling you can get. It goes from kindergarten really to grade 12. It's very inexpensive. You get the full course. You have to buy a few textbooks here and there, but you're going to spend a little more than just the Robinson program anyway, but it's not exorbitant. And really, homeschooling is wonderful. If you see all these spelling bees, these international contests, it's usually homeschoolers that keep winning them. As far as a homeschooler going to university, it's been clearly discovered that they are far superior than people who went through traditional high schools. Their writing and reasoning abilities are far, far superior to anywhere you will get on the whole in the public school system. The public schools, they teach sex. They teach, you know, they really destroy people's hope, children's hope, because they teach them they're, you know, just a pile of atoms that are descended from a monkey, which not only is untrue, but it's a very discouraging thought for young people. They teach that there's no meaning in life, there's no meaning in their country. They're taught to, you know, hate their own culture, their own society. You know, we've made a lot of mistakes in this country, but it's still a wonderful place, and our Constitution is a rare and fantastic document that I feel God had a hand in putting together for this nation.
But, of course, if you're not allowed to, of course, to talk about God, why our children will never realize the part that God played in creating America, this idea of a nation where men could be free, where the power of government was to be limited over the lives of men so men could worship God. And of course, basically, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other, which is why it's failing today. That and the fact, of course, that our leaders don't believe certainly in the Constitution. They've undermined it at every turn. But it is still the law of the land here. And the traitors who actually are refusing to acknowledge that certainly should be tried for certainly because they're subversive. We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, just to get back to homeschooling, which I say, I'm not a licensed teacher, thank God. I don't have any state.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Certainly mathematics, you go to other countries, you go to China, you go into India. There, of course, 60-70% of the children are taking the things that will already prepare them for a competitive world. And science is so important in engineering and advanced mathematics as an introduction to to basically to computers. You must understand that they do not want the Americans to excel anymore. This is why our kids go to school, and so many of them come out dedicated Marxists. I know I was one of those 60 years or so ago when I graduated from college. I've really been indoctrinated Marxism. I could not tell you any reason why socialism wasn't good. I mean, after all, what was wrong with the government helping people? Wasn't that the way it really should be? Oh, communism was bad, but socialism was good. And it took me a long time to figure out why socialism and Marxism and communism are really essentially the same. Well, if you have any question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Of course, back in those days, a torture was wrong. Today, torture is perfectly all right. The communists torture people. We torture people. What's wrong with it? We don't call it torture. Herman Cain, a Baptist minister, candidate for the president of the United States, it said that he sees nothing wrong with waterboarding. It's really just enhanced interrogation, and there's nothing morally wrong with that sort of thing. After all, we want to defeat our enemies. We have to have the information. Despite the fact that every other country believes that waterboarding is wrong, it has been declared wrong by international tribunals. It's a form of torture. You may torture 100 people because one of them might have some information, but the trouble is, if he has the information, he's probably going to give you false information. One of the most discouraging things I've seen, it was one of the debates where this subject came up, and of all the Republican candidates for the president, only one spoke out against torture, saying, this is wrong. And that was Ron Paul. And he just simply pointed out that other countries say that enhanced interrogation, as Herman Cain, who incidentally is a Southern Baptist minister, enhanced interrogation, waterboarding, and other forms of torture are wrong. They're morally wrong. They're criminally wrong. But where is the outcry from the ministers of America? Where is the outcry from the political leaders of America? Where is the outcry from our senators and our congressmen? And certainly, this is official government policy. Just as it was in communist Russia and in communist China, they torture people. We were incensed when we found out that they had tortured American prisoners of war, and now we torture prisoners of war. You see, when a nation turns against God, when there is no right, when there is no wrong, why, of course, what's wrong with, of course, torturing people? What's really wrong with it? And I'll tell you what's wrong with it, because it's a violation of humanity itself. And yet America has abandoned humanity. America has established an empire. America has troops stationed in over 130 nations throughout the world. And we recently stationed troops in Uganda. We've recently stationed troops in Australia. Why are we stationing troops in Australia? Oh, we're told the Japanese feel better if we have troops in Australia. We've already got about 40,000 troops in Japan. Why would the Japanese feel better if we had troops stationed in Australia? Well, nobody bothers to ask any explanation of what it's all about. It is because the United States is creating a world empire in preparation for creating a world government. That's the basic function of American foreign policy. But we're not going to tell the American people that. Oh, we're all defending America against those wicked people, whoever they may be. After all, we've got to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, we did, of course, support Al-Qaeda in Bosnia. We supported Al-Qaeda in Kosovo. We recently supported the Al-Qaeda as they worked to overthrow Gaddafi. We suddenly supported Al-Qaeda as they worked to overthrow Mubarak. But we're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're defending America there in Afghanistan. 550,000 people against the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with this scenario? Give us a call if you're out there. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-800-464-8295. We'll be right back with William Kennedy.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
William, about the world satanic movement, and specifically the pedophile movement within the Bilderbergs, of the most powerful men in the world. The Bilderbergs, the Trilateralists, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. These are the people who rule the world, and certainly there's a great deal of documentation about the pedophile network within the Bilderberg group. And, of course, this is why so often nothing's ever done about these pedophile groups. You may find occasionally somebody like this assistant coach from Penn State who's gotten into trouble. But most of the pedophiles, nothing is ever done. If you have never heard of the Franklin cover-up or the Franklin scandal, we carry the book, The Franklin Scandal, about the pedophile network that started in Boys Town in Kansas and extended into the White House itself. It started in Boys Town in Kansas and went into the very heart of the White House. The book's available from Radio Liberty. But there's so many stories about the pedophile networks. And one reason, of course, that so many of our our politicians vote and do all sorts of things to undermine our societies because they've got the goods on them. Basically, of course, many of them go to the Bohemian Grove meetings, where, of course, the CIA brings in the little boys, the little girls for the entertainment of the people who run the world, including the congressmen and senators that go there. Then they get pictures of them, and then, of course, they own them, and they own their votes. And it is not simply by accident that over 62 or 63 senators this last week voted to allow the arrest of American citizens on charges of terrorism without trial, without habeas corpus, indefinite incarceration. And if you read that legislation very carefully, that's exactly what it was. And all of these Republican senators voting for it, why? Because they've got pictures of them with little boys and little girls or with boys, and many of the men are homosexuals, and that's why they are United States senators. We've got the finest politicians that corrupt money could buy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is William Kennedy. William, how can people get to your website? Incidentally, your book, Satanic Crimes, we think is excellent. We have a four-tape set or four-CD set on Satanic Crimes with interviews with William. You need to have this information. Also, the book, The Franklin Scandal, and one of these days, I hope William will get his book out on Lucifer's Lodge again, going into the homosexual networks within the Catholic Church. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you like to talk to William, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, or just go to Google and put William Kennedy, and I come up in the top two or three people. And my webpage is a vast source of information so that people can educate themselves on the occult and satanic conspiracy, which is certainly overrunning our country at this juncture. The occult and the esoteric just permeate everything, as we were saying earlier, and it's quite frightening. Now, our moral and ethical standards are collapsed. The other day on Black Friday, the big shopping day, one person wanted a product in a store that another person was holding, so they pulled out some pepper spray and attacked another shopper. This is just symbolic of the degeneration and hyper-consumerism and even mind control that the advertising world has hoisted upon us. Everyone is taught now that other people are out to ruin their rights, and no one takes responsibility for their own actions. Everyone's just out for themselves to the point where they'll pepper spray someone over a product in a store. I mean, that wouldn't have happened 50 years ago. That's a real frightening indicator. I hope it doesn't happen more. But my point being is,
well, you see, William, if there is no God, if there is no right, if there is no wrong, we simply evolve simply by accident. What's wrong with pepper spraying if there are no standards at all? I mean, why should you have have any more right than I have to it? And if I have pepper spray, you see, once we remove the concept of right and wrong and God and morality from our society and honor and those sort of things, why should we be surprised when we see what's going on today? Incidentally, Boys Town is in Nebraska, not in Kansas. Boys Town is in Nebraska, but you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's a wonderful film I have on my webpage at williamhkennedy.com at the Adam Curtis section. He's a documentary filmmaker for the BBC, and he just did a documentary on the influence of a philosopher, an atheist named Ayn Rand, who died in 1981. But she was a mentor to people like Greenspan and many of the neocons and many of the people in the computer industry. And her most popular book, nonfiction book, was called The Virtue of Selfishness. So we have the people who are running our economic system basing their theories on this woman, Ayn Rand, who actually sexually and physically abused one of her followers, as it points out in this documentary. This is the ideology behind a lot of the thinking that's out there. And she admitted herself that she was anti-Christian, anti-Judeo-Christian tradition. And as I say, it's because of that sort of atheistic out-to-yourself thinking that got us into this whole bank scandal. You know, the bankers just started loaning money to anyone who could sign their name just to get their commissions, and they had no moral, ethical, or spiritual accountability to anyone because, as you were saying, they've abandoned God and taken on this Ayn Rand kind of be out for yourself. You know, it's a horrible, horrible way to go through life. And when you get into that mind frame, something you mentioned earlier, too, you're automatically going to gravitate to evil. That's just the way the human race is. If you remove God and the spiritual dimension from people's lives, it's like a slippery slope into the worst sorts of ethical and even illegal activity. So we really must, as a nation, as a country, return to authentic Christianity and kind of ignore the current leaders who are not running the sorts of churches. Now, that's a very grassroots thing, and it could work. Now, things like the Occupy Wall Street movement and things like that, I've been asked to speak at Occupy Wall Street. I've been asked to speak at Tea Party meetings, and those aren't particularly the movements I really would go for because I'm uncomfortable with the way they're funded. They're often funded by the very people that the protesters are protesting against. So that's just like wagging the dog. That doesn't impress me. But what we need is a Christian grassroots movement. Now, the Tea Party, there are good Christians in it, but they're still mainstream Republicans and vote for mainstream Republicans. Occupy Wall Street, they're just socialist Marxists who are completely frustrated young people. And they have some legitimate grievances, both the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. But I don't advise people to get too involved with them. There might be individual candidates like Ron Paul you like. There might be particular issues that Occupy Wall Street has that you agree with. But at this juncture, I'd keep an arm's length from them until they get more financial transparency and more proper leadership. These are kind of leaderless movements, and they generally don't go very far.
This Occupy movement really has excellent leadership. In fact, you go up on their webpage. This is carefully organized. They have training
behind the scenes. Right,
Of course, yeah. They're trying to give us the idea. It's leaderless. It's spontaneous. This is not spontaneous. This is a controlled opposition, and of course, it's being financed by people of great wealth. Now they'll point to George Soros, the wicked George Soros, but he is simply one of many people who are behind this. He's the man they put out in front because he's so easy to dislike. After all, he was Jewish, and he cooperated with the Nazis and helped them kill the Jews in the concentration camps and benefited from that when he was just a young person. And even writes about, of course, how he helped the Nazis in the concentration camps. But you have to understand that George Soros, although a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is simply one of many people of great wealth behind this whole Occupy Wall Street movement. And basically people say, well, why? Why would people of great wealth be actually funding this Occupy Wall Street movement? After all, it's all about, as they criticizing the bankers and criticizing this small group of people who run our country. And it's because they want a controlled opposition, because they want a certain element of chaos and crisis, and they want to divide our country. But believe me, of course, down the line, it's going to be used as justification for a police state. And when the time is given, these young people, these foolish young people recruited into this movement, indoctrinated these ideas of giving the government ever more power so we can take care of these wicked bankers, they're going to be provoked into acts of violence, and that will give the wicked bankers the justification for establishing a dictatorship, and they will be cheered on by the people of this country who will do anything to restore law and order with the idea that somehow that things will be better off without understanding this is all being carefully orchestrated. You always want a controlled opposition. That's what they did during the Vietnam War. The anti-war movement was funded almost entirely by its people, who are the people who fomented the Vietnam War. But they wanted a controlled opposition that would never talk about what the real issues are, which is what we do. Well, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let me simply just point out that I think that William Kennedy's website is excellent. It's WilliamHKennedy.com. Is that right, William?
That's right, WilliamHKennedy.com. And there's tons and tons of free resources on all the things we've been discussing tonight. You don't have to register. There's stuff there to buy, but you don't have to. You can also just enjoy the free material for now, and there's lots of it. And keep in mind, Dr. Stan, that people have to take charge of their own minds and their own bodies at this juncture. Even a lot of the food we are given now is processed in such a way as to turn us into like a zombie type creatures. People should be eating more whole foods, stay away from processed foods as much as possible, educate your own mind using the internet, and WilliamHKennedy.com is an excellent place to start, not because my work is so great, but I link to really great stuff, other people's fantastic documentaries, audiobooks, films, all sorts of resources on all sorts of subjects, and really, my goal is to get people to think for themselves. And in that sense, you know, I get lots of emails asking me about my personal life and this and that. Well, what I have to say to the world is actually on my webpage, and it's a lot more worthwhile than what I do. I'm a pretty boring person, actually. So look at what I offer there, and certainly send it to a friend. And if you want to approach someone with this material, use a very soft gloves approach. Say to them, look, I have this interview with this guy, Dr. Stan Monteith and William Kennedy. Listen to it. Tell me what you think. You know, respect the person who you're trying to bring these ideas to. Don't be dogmatic or angry. Respect them. Ask their opinion. Now, the willfully ignorant people out there, you won't accept that 1 + 1 = 2, and don't waste too much time on family members and coworkers and friends who are just, as I say, willfully ignorant. Focus on people who are somewhat open-minded and get them to examine the material themselves and ask them questions. And there again, I present hard facts, and I want people to draw their own clear conclusions from what I'm saying. So WilliamHKennedy.com isn't all that much about William H. Kennedy. It's more about the crisis we face in the world and educating people towards improving it, hopefully.
Okay, let's go to Jeremy, who's calling us from the great state of Michigan. Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Good. What's the connection between the internet, the mark of the beast, and this new HD format?
Oh, that's a pretty good question. I haven't put much thought into the HD format, but I have looked into the computer as a vehicle for a coming world dictator. And it certainly has all the elements that will do this, especially when you consider the mark that people are supposed to get in order to buy and sell. We kind of have that now with credit cards that you use online. And now they're talking about putting these implants in your hands where you can just wave your hand over a computer panel type thing, and it will deduct money for things you buy on the internet. Now, the problem there is, if we're a cashless society, what happens to people who run out of money? They'll be kind of left out in the cold. But I haven't looked into any connection with the HD movement or the HD technology.
Do you have any other thoughts on that, Jeremy?
What about these S4 waves? They were in the news a few months back.
I did see something about that. I'm not too up on it. As far as computer stuff goes, what I know is most recently they discovered that a lot of these mind games that are supposed to improve and expand your brain turn out to do the complete opposite. So these mind-building games people buy and do on the computer actually hypnotizes them and causes their brains to shrink a little. So that's what I've studied in that area most recently.
And I think you'll find, Jeremy, that some of the people who have led this battle for to develop the computer and to develop the Internet certainly have strong ties to the occult. In fact, one of the leading occult organizations in America today is the Lucius Trust. And, of course, that used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And, of course, so basically, you go to the source of income. One of them is the Duke Group of World Service. Look and see who's funding it. Some of the richest people in the world affiliated with the computer industry. So, basically, of course, this has been planned for a long period of time. You can go back and you can read a book called Looking Backwards, written in 1882 by a man named Bellamy. And in that book, he talked about how the book was looking backwards, what the life was going to be like in the year 2000. And he said at that time why a credit card would be just as good in Europe as money once was. They knew exactly where we were going. Long-term planning, Jeremy, because, of course, this is all energized on the dark side. Hang on, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Anything else, Jeremy, or we'll have to let you go? Jeremy, are you still there? I guess. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
All the time, and we have the Access Network. Of course, it's got three stations, but they play us, of course, 2 hours or 3 times a day each station, so we're actually heard in for an additional almost 12, let's see, that's 2, 4, 6, that's 12 times a day because we're on 2 hours. They do both our afternoon and our evening programs. It's vitally important that you help us if you possibly can. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. To grasp what's really going on today, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me suggest William Kennedy's book, or the Satanic Crimes. And we have a 4-CD set called Satanic Crimes with a couple of excellent DVDs. CD interviews with William Kennedy. The information is there. You need to get it. You need to help us get it out. We have a great 4-tape set or 4-CD set. It's called The Supernatural. The Supernatural. And, of course, you can actually get the book that goes with that. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. It's written by Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, who was actually closely affiliated with the occult. And she actually was being trained as a faith healer. And she saw hundreds of people have miraculous healings, only to find out later that they were all demonically possessed. Do not play with this at all. All of the items I've mentioned, my talk on the deep, dark secret, on the forbidden secret, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. There's all sorts of books there. There's all sorts of videos there. There's all sorts of radio programs. You can listen to them. You can listen to them live. You can listen to them archived. In fact, if you have a computer or you have an iPad or an iPhone or a Berkey, BlackBerry. Why, you can listen to our programs at radioliberty.com, a link to our Soundwave 2000. You can listen to us 24 hours a day, because you won't get much of anything accomplished, but you can listen. And then, of course, if you have a telephone, why, with unlimited minutes, you can hear us at 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. Just dial that number. Listen to our programs on a regular basis. Encourage others to listen. And just if we get them listening, I think hopefully many of them will begin to understand that most of what they believe just isn't so. Why? They believe these things because this Brotherhood of Darkness, which is not imaginary but very real, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the educational system. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls the 6 major or 7 major corporations that control the media. That's, of course, AOL. That's Time Warner. That's, of course, Bertelsmann, a German corporation with vast holdings here in America. Viacom, that owns CBS. Disney, that controls ABC, GE, which just sold NBC to Comcast, and Fox. Understand that these are all working to playing a game, some pretending to be conservative, some pretending to be liberal, but all distorting the news. And if we can get people to understand what's going on, hopefully we can get them mobilized in this truly classic struggle between good and evil that's being waged today. A battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America, pray for Alex Jones and George Riley, pray for Ron Paul and John Loeffler, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Beside her.
from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America. My...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And well, this next hour is going to be an interesting time. We're going to be talking to Greg Miller. And Greg Miller certainly wrote a book, How I Reversed My Mom's Emphysema. Basically, Greg, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Why don't you give us a little of your background? Now, you're not a doctor. You're not medically trained, are you?
No, not at all. In fact,
why don't you just go ahead and tell us how it happened that you wrote a book about how I reversed my mom's emphysema.
My mother was diagnosed in 2003, and my degree is actually in engineering, and I had done some graduate work in pathology and pulmonary physiology and human genetics, stuff I'd never used and, you know, had it under my belt, but it was about 20 years old. But I noticed she quit smoking, and 2.5 years into her illness, I noticed she wasn't smoking anymore, but yet she'd lost so much weight. She was down to 77 pounds. She was on 4 liters of oxygen, you know, the supplemental continuous 24/7 oxygen. She could only eat a tiny bit of food, maybe something, the amount you'd feed maybe a 1 or 2 year old. And, she could only sleep about an hour at a time. And the doctors didn't seem to be alarmed by this at all. And I mean, I did eventually realize that the reason was she was dying right on schedule. And so I started looking to initially alternatives, and what I ended up finding was very well-hidden research that was actually done by physicians and PhDs that wasn't necessarily done on emphysema, but done on other pathogens, and I then, you know, applied it to emphysema. I was in a kind of a desperate situation. I knew she was going to die in a few months if I didn't do something. So I kind of went the unconventional route. So,
well, because emphysema is a condition where the lungs tend to lose their elasticity. They ordinarily attributed to chronic smoking. And, of course, the whole system of air passages simply are not functioning. The tissues lose their elasticity, and certainly people feel that they've got this pressure on the chest. They can't expand their lungs. They can't get the air in. They get under certain oxygen, and it's a miserable way to die. You see these people, they huff and they puff, and of course they get the constantly trying to expand their pulmonary cage. So what did you find as you began looking into the background of emphysema? What was the information that was not being made public?
Well, the first thing that I realized, she was on oxygen, and she began getting migraine headaches. And I took her to her primary care physician. He prescribed antibiotics, which did nothing. I then tried on my own Tylenol one time. I tried Advil. That didn't do anything. I tried aspirin. That didn't do anything. I finally began researching, and I asked her where her head was hurting, and she pointed to areas that appeared to be sinuses, so I started looking up, you know, sinus headaches, and found that that was called, you know, sinusitis oftentimes. So I started looking up sinusitis, and I found Dr. Hirohito Kita at Mayo Clinic, had published research in 1999 saying that 96% of sinusitis was caused by a fungal infection.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, Greg, well, you were just saying that, of course, you found out that certainly a very responsible physician had pointed out that the vast majority of headaches, certainly of sinusitis type of headaches, was coming from a fungal infection. So what do you do for a fungal infection?
Well, I then got a hold of a clinical mycology textbook and began researching that and started looking at alternative websites and found a suggestion that olive leaf extract would take away the fungus. I didn't really personally think it would work, but I'd pretty much exhausted every other option. So I went to the health food store and bought olive leaf extract nasal spray and brought it home. And these headaches had been lasting all day long. My mom squirted two squirts in each nostril, and about 15 minutes later, she came walking out of her bedroom and said, "The headache's gone." So I was pretty amazed that something that easy would take it away, and even more surprised that her doctor was prescribing antibiotics and had never heard of Dr. Keita or his research.
Well, I think you have to understand how medicine works, Greg. Of course, you go to your meetings, and of course, you get these experts up there, and they talk. And now, of course, I've been around for 50 years. I graduated from medical school. Well, we're going to have our 60th anniversary of graduation from medical school in next April. But I go to these medical meetings, and they're saying the same things today that they said 50 years ago in medicine. And this is the way that it's done. You're not supposed to challenge it. You're just supposed to go along with it. And, of course, drug companies are not necessarily interested in getting anybody cured. After you get cured, why, of course, they're not going to use your medication. And that with our people working within organized medicine who have a different world vision of what the world should be. And unfortunately, the doctor is trapped in a system that he has no control over. So anyway, because I think it's fascinating, you were able then to improve your mother's headaches by simply using this olive leaf extract, which is a very, very old technique, and yet it would work. A lot of these things work for many, many years before we had all the modern-day antibiotics. Go right ahead with your story.
Well, I actually did find that also in Leviticus in the Bible, that way back, 3,000 years ago, if someone got a moldy stone in their house, the rabbi would come in and wrap it in olive leaves and go bury it. So apparently it had been around a long time. That was just the first little thing that I realized. The doctors
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Greg was sort of desperate. His mother was dying. It was obvious that she was not going to last much longer. She was down 75, 78 pounds, and she now has terrible headaches, and the doctor gives her antibiotics, and she doesn't get any better. Greg comes to the conclusion it's sinusitis because that's where her pain is. And then, of course, he looks it up. He finds out that certainly a well-qualified doctor at a major university has simply said that most headaches are related, of course, to a fungal infection. Greg looks up, finds out the fungal infection will respond to olive oil extract, olive leaf extract. Gets it from the health food store, a couple of squirts of that, and 15 minutes later, his mother's headaches are gone. Did they come back again?
They did recur. I also found out that the antibiotic actually ensured the chronicity of fungal infections, and, she'd been getting repeated doses of that. So, but eventually they did, become less frequent and eventually subsided. But I also found... I started looking elsewhere then. I realized the doctor didn't have enough time to do all the research. I found research at University of Nevada School of Medicine, directed by Dr. Hunter, and it was cancer research. And they were taking all the sugar out of the people's diets claiming that cancer cells had 90-plus receptor sites on each cell, and the first thing they were doing was beginning to starve the cancer. And I thought, it seems like something is growing in her lungs, whatever pathogen that is. Maybe it eats sugar, too. Maybe taking the sugar out of her diet will help. Like I was saying, you know, I was pretty desperate at this point. So I did that, and 2 weeks later, she had actually improved. The improvements were small and very subtle, but they were nonetheless there.
See? And I think it's important that people understand the sugar. Now, I like sugar, but basically it lowers your immune response and it makes you more susceptible to both infections and to cancer. And you have to understand that. So you should really limit your sugar intake because, of course, if you do that, it will really help your body to have the ability to deal with infection and, of course, to deal with cancer. Go right ahead.
Another thing Dr. Hunter was doing in the research out at University of Nevada School of Medicine for cancer was he was giving the patients a micronized beta-glucan, beta-1-3-1-6 glucan, and that was amplifying their immune response. Along with that, he gave them proteolytic enzymes, which tore away the protective protein covering on the cancer cell. So I got both of those from my mother and gave them to her. And there again, we had some more incremental changes that were improvements in her health and her breathing. Excuse me. By that point, we had gone for about a month and a half, and she was actually down to 3 liters of oxygen instead of being on 4 and gasping for air. I didn't realize it at the time, but she had gained 6 pounds. She was eating more food. She was sleeping, you know, 2 or 3 hours at a stretch instead of 1 hour. So she was improving, you know, but very small improvements over time. So I kept researching, and I found N-acetyl-L-cysteine. I found out that mucus had lots of sulfur, and the sulfur atoms formed disulfide bonds, and this NAC would break the disulfide bond, and about 600 milligrams of it would liquefy the mucus so she could cough it up and spit it out. Otherwise, I would hear her coughing and hear it rustling around in her lungs, but she could never cough it up. So, and she would always take Mucinex, which just dried it up in her lungs and left that residual in there, and I think that was the reason for all the secondary infections that caused her to need more prescriptions for antibiotics. So the NAC made another improvement, allowed her to breathe a little better. The exacerbations almost went away. She was, you know, waking up every hour before I started the diet, even, you know, a few months earlier, about every hour she would wake up. So I was making a pot of coffee at night, staying up all night so I could check on her every 10 or 15 minutes, you know, until she woke up the next morning. So I also found omega-3 fatty acids lowered inflammation, and I was mega-dosing that, giving her 6,000 to 8,000 IUs of omega-3, along with the proteolytic enzymes and the beta-glucan, and that eliminated the need for prednisone. I had watched her the disease really, really progress. It seemed like it was accelerating during a 12-month period where she had 3 or 4 prescriptions for prednisone and 7 for antibiotics. During that 12 months, she really, really went downhill. And it was put in her medical record, end-stage emphysema, at the end of that year. So I knew we were at a very critical time, that we had to do something or she was going to die. I didn't really think any of this stuff was going to work. I thought she was going to die, but I thought, you know, I've got to try something, you know. So and I was very amazed that everything started working. I mean, I ended up doing about 6,500 hours of research over the 3.5 years. A lot of it was wasted on pharmaceutical websites that just talked about how their drugs would slow the progress of the disease, which, you know, I don't know if it actually does that or not. I know that it definitely doesn't cure the disease, and it definitely doesn't stop its progress. The diet alone seems to stop its progress and begin killing it off a little bit, whatever this pathogen was that was in her lungs. So, you know, before I even gave her any of the supplements or found any of them, she seemed to be improving. And so I just kept researching. I realized the doctors didn't have all the answers at that point. You know, her GP that she was going to and her pulmonary specialist. At one point, the first visit back to the pulmonary specialist after I had started doing this stuff, her pulmonary specialist, a real nice guy. He's very laid back, very quiet. And he left her in the treatment room and came out to the waiting room where there were other patients sitting, and very animated said, "What have you been doing? She's getting better." Because I realized now that he didn't have any other patients that were getting well. No one else was getting better. They were all slowly deteriorating with these medications.
Well, cortisone, you know, really is a terrible, terrible medication. Yes, certainly the cases where it can be dramatic, but you get somebody onto cortisone on a regular basis, it upsets their whole endocrine balance, and it actually thins their bones. It predisposes them to bleeding ulcers. But really, I mean, I used a tremendous amount of cortisone. It is a miraculous drug under certain circumstances, but its chronic use is really disabling. It really will stop people when they're having certainly acute allergic reactions. But when used on a regular basis, I think it's disastrous. And certainly I look back on many times we use these medications because this is what we're trained to do. But if we come up with other things, and of course you were using large doses of the omega-3 fats to do pretty much the same thing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go right ahead.
That kind of took the place of the prednisone, which I was trying to do. I then also found Dr. Fred Pescatore. He's an MD in New York City that had written a book called The Allergy and Asthma Cure, and he has an 8-step cure for allergies and asthma, which kind of threw me. I didn't really believe it initially because I thought, well, why are all these doctors prescribing asthma and allergy medication if there's a cure for that? So I got a copy of his book and read it, and in his 8 steps, he also said one of the critical elements is to restore the immune system and the intestinal flora with the probiotics that have been killed by the antibiotics. So that was my introduction to probiotics. So I started reading all about them and ended up finding some enteric-coated probiotics that also had the prebiotic formula, which is their food supply.
Why don't you, just for our listeners out there, a lot of them may not understand what probiotics are, but they think antibiotics, of course, are not. They're bacteria, and they are to replenish the bacteria in our guts. Absolutely, one of the most powerful healing mechanisms within our body is our own body, and it is the bacteria with our own intestine, which of course will be disrupted with the use certainly of antibiotics and with the use of prednisone. And so basically we kill off the bacteria, which is such an important part of the health product of our own body. But explain why this works as far as you're concerned, Greg.
Well, the reason that Dr. Pescatore, his reasons were that it made up, I think he said a fifth of your immune system, that it promoted the production of red blood cells and white blood cells, which is a large portion of our immune system. It produces vitamin B12, and in very simplistic terms, it's kind of like the gatekeeper. It's kind of like somebody breaks in your house and steals your TV, and before they get out the door, you shoot them, and then you leave the door unlocked for the next night. You know, there's no sense in killing the bad bacteria and then leaving the gate wide open so that more pathogens can get in. So he's saying replace these probiotics and restore your immune system, especially if you're fighting an illness, a serious illness. You've got to have...
He's saying replace your intestinal bacteria is what he's saying. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly, the probiotics. And then he went further and said, the lactobacillus strain will replace the lost probiotics in your small intestine, and the bifida strains would replace those in the large intestine. So when I purchased the probiotics, I made sure it was enteric-coated, had the prebiotic formula, and had the lactobacillus and the bifidus strains in it. And that made further improvements in my mother's health. And it's strange, but they're slow improvements. It's not like taking a, I noticed when she would use one of the drugs that were prescribed, in an hour she was very much improved. And then when the drug would wear off, she was right back where she started before taking it. So it didn't really.
Well, Sydney, our guest is Greg Miller. His book is How I Reversed My Mother's Emphysema. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Greg, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is it mothers or moms?
Moms.
Moms emphysema.
I probably should have said mother. That would have been more proper, but...
Well, basically, of course, Greg is just taking us through the steps. And first, one of the things he did, why he read a book on statin drugs. And, of course, he took his mother off of the emphysema and off of the statin drugs. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, statin drugs are poison. They work by poisoning your liver. They are really very, very good. They're very, very good for the company that produces them. They made billions and billions and billions of dollars by doctoring the reports, by trying to convince you that there's statistical evidence that, of course, you're going to get fewer heart attacks and fewer strokes. And you see this figure used, 30%. 30%, isn't that great? What they're really telling you, of course, is that if you took 100 patients and you put them on a placebo, why maybe 3% would develop a heart attack or a stroke. If you took that, say, another 100 patients and put them on, Lipitor or the other statin drugs, why, of course, only two of them would come up with a heart attack or stroke. So, therefore, there's a 30% difference. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's a 1% difference. Figures don't lie, liars figure. They do this all the time, and if there's any, in fact, and most people, if you've never had a previous heart attack or stroke, you will get absolutely no benefit at all from taking the Lipitor or the other statin drugs. They're carcinogenic, they affect your mind, they predispose you to cancer, it will not make you healthier. And this is one of the greatest lies ever told, and yet the doctors, most of them actually accept that 30% without ever looking at the medical records, which shows a 1% difference, and that is certainly well within the range of accident. But this is very, very profitable, and the FDA has gone along with the scam, and certainly the drug companies have gone along with it. We're talking about something $20 or $30 billion a year profit from statin drugs that lower the CoQ10 and predispose you to getting progressive heart failure. Well, anyway, of course, Greg then takes his mother off of the statin drugs. He says he probably shouldn't have. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to start looking after your own health. And I was just telling one doctor friend of mine, cardiologist, he found out that my blood pressure was elevated. I think it was 160 over, maybe 90, 160 over 90. It had been that way for 50 years. And he insisted that I take these antihypertensive drugs, giving me the free samples. I've read the statistics, so there was about a 1% difference between whether you took the drug and whether you didn't take the drug. Eventually, I had my atrial valve replaced. And what I did, why, of course, my blood pressure returned to normal. This was after, you know, I'd had an elevated blood pressure for over 50 years. And, of course, it was because my heart had to pump harder, because I didn't have any room for my blood to get through my atrial valve. If I'd taken the antihypertensive drug, I would probably would have had a stroke and died. This man is a friend of mine. He's an honest man, and I'm sure he never read the package brochure. Read the package brochures yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the statistics. Remember, figures don't lie, liars figure, an awful lot of them work for the drug companies, and they work for the FDA, and they're all in the scam together. And I hate to sound like somebody is criticizing medicine, and yet I must, because I think they're absolutely wrong. I think that you have to be responsible for your own health, and this is what happened to Greg. He began taking on the responsibility for his mother's health, and she started getting better, and she was going to die. And the emphysema, people with emphysema do die at a relatively young age. And, of course, I'm sure that most of what he's saying is absolutely true. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Greg, he says that he lived this. But go ahead, Greg, tell us then what you did next. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Go ahead.
One of the things that I do recommend people do that's in the book is get a copy of your medical record, because I got a copy of the medical record, and I also then started asking for a complete list of medications she was being prescribed, and then started looking them up on the internet, and I would type in the drug name and then type in CON, C-O-N, so I could find out negative things about these drugs. And then I also typed in forum after the drug name and found many, many, many forums that,
Hold that thought.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.
Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Greg Miller. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Greg has written the book, How I Reversed My Mom's Emphysema. How I Reversed My Mom's Emphysema. Greg, how can people get copies of your book?
I have a website that's www.emphysema-treatment.com. And I do have the menu there. I have a number of the supplements. And I have the logic, what I think is the logic behind what's causing this disease, this pathogen that seems to be proliferating that the doctors and the pharmaceutical industry doesn't seem to be addressing or acknowledging, and so as a result, they're not treating it. You know?
Well, now, what is the pathogen, do you think, that is primarily responsible for this?
I suspect it's a fungus, but I've had so many people want to debate that with me, I started calling it an unknown pathogen. All these pathogens, apparently, that invade the body do have sugar as their food supply. You know, Dr. Hunter was showing that cancer has sugar as its food supply, and I thought, whatever this pathogen is, it might be a fungus, it might not be, but if you take its food supply away, it's going to hurt it. It's going to start, you know, dying off, or at least it's not going to be proliferating anymore, so it's not going to be progressing along. So.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, then you certainly got your mom off the statin drugs. What did you do next?
That, I pretty much just held my own with all of those things that I had done. And, you know, right at the very beginning, I had got a copy of her medical record, and that's why I recommend that right away in the book, is get a copy of your medical record, check out the drugs. I found that her primary care physician had her on 2 heart medications, so I immediately called them and said, why is she on 2? And they said, well, she was supposed to not be taking this one. She's supposed to be taking this other one. Yet they were still being filled at the same pharmacy. So you really have to watch it, watch, you know, what they're doing to you, because they really aren't watching it for you, you know, and I always kind of thought they were. So, but I just continued with the diet, continued giving her these supplements, and continued keeping sugar out of her diet, and she progressed, and it since I was doing the research as I was doing this, It took about 17 months, but 17 months later, my mother had regained all of her weight. She did not need any supplemental oxygen. She still carried her portable when we would go somewhere. She would carry it with her. She just never did have to turn it on. She was able to eat a full plate of food. In fact, I was working out at the gym at the time. I would take her down to this breakfast buffet, and she would eat, this little tiny 103-pound woman would eat two big full plates of food and then go back for fruit and melon. And a year and a half earlier, she was eating about what you would feed a 1 or 2 year old, a little tiny, tiny bit on the plate. And I would try to get her to eat more, and she would say, if I eat more, I can't breathe. So I started suspecting this pathogen proliferates. Your body adapts and distends your lungs. The pathogen grows into those areas. Your body distends your lungs further, and that goes back and forth until eventually you're distending lungs. The adaptation that your body has for this growing pathogen eventually crowds your stomach. And so the patient's meals get smaller and smaller and smaller, and eventually they can't take in enough food to supply the energy for regular body function plus labored breathing. And we've all seen them sitting in the wheelchair with their oxygen on, looking like skin and bone.
Well, now, basically, does your mother still have a lot of wheezing? Does she have a lot of a difficulty? Can she get out and walk without getting short of breath?
Yeah, she loved going to garage sales. So, 17 months after I started her on the diet, she was able to go to garage sales, and she actually had not driven a car in 6 years. Her original complaint when she went to the doctor was that she was dizzy. So he started trying all kinds of different medications and never could find anything that would work for her. In the meantime, he discovers COPD or emphysema. He discovers her high cholesterol. You know, he figures out that she's probably got osteoporosis. So she comes back with, a list of 4, 5, 6 drugs. And, she was just getting worse by the month.
Now,
on all these medications.
What medications is she on at the present time? What sort of heart medicine?
She isn't on any, actually, anymore. She got very, very negative toward the medical industry altogether. And, not the doctors themselves, but the pharmaceutical industry, really. She stopped taking everything. She pretty much wasn't taking, we'd got her off the Fosamax with alfalfa and potassium bicarbonate. I had taken her off the Crestor. The other drugs were the COPD and emphysema medications, and I didn't actually have to take her off any of those, and I wouldn't have anyway, but when she was in end-stage emphysema, they one by one stopped working. The albuterol sulfate first stopped working. So they switched her to Duoneb, which includes the ipratropium bromide, the same thing that's in Combivent, the rescue inhaler. And that worked for a short time, and pretty soon Spiriva quit working, so she wouldn't use it. Then Advair quit working, she wouldn't use it. And just one by one, they all just stopped providing the temporary relief that they once had provided. So she basically took herself off of them. She was a small lady, at the time, but her regular body weight was 103. So when she got down to 77 pounds, it wasn't like a 150-pound woman getting down to 77 pounds. She had only been 103 to start with, but it was still a fourth of her body weight that she had lost. So, and since then, when I didn't really intend on writing a book, I wanted to get her well and get back to work. I gave the information to a friend of mine who had been a tech. For me, I was marketing software and was a regional manager. He was my tech. He had asthma really bad and allergies. I said, Dan, try this stuff, see if it helps you any. He tried it, and a couple weeks later called me and said, it's amazing. I laid down last night for the first time that I ever remember when I wasn't wheezing. And so he stayed on the diet and started taking the supplements that I'd given to my mother. And I actually spoke with him about 4 days ago. And he said, I got off Singulair. That was the medication he was taking currently. But he had taken some form of asthma medication since he was a little boy. And he said, I got off of that and started taking the beta-glucan that you recommended. And that worked. And he said, I took it for about 6 or 7 months. And he said, now I'm not taking it even. You know, he said, I don't need any medications at all. And he'd been on medication, asthma medication, since he was about, I think, 6 or 7 years old, or maybe 8.
Well, but now, basically, how many copies of the book have you sold, and what sort of response have people gotten from following this protocols you've laid out?
I've only sold a couple thousand of the books. We're a little bit below 2,000 even. It's been in 8 different countries. I think people are in disbelief. I mean, if my doctor told me you have a disease that's terminal and some other person said, you know, somebody else that didn't go to medical school claims they have a cure for it, I would be really looking closely at what they're saying before I believed them, you know. So I think that's part of the problem. However, I've had, you know, in 8 different countries, the book has been selling. I have one guy even that's a hospital administrator that, he won't put it in writing because he's worried about his job, but he called me and said, I have access to some of the best pulmonary specialists in the world, and they couldn't help me. All they had were the medications that didn't help me. And he said, the day I bought your book, I couldn't get to the mailbox and back without sitting in a chair and gasping for air. He said, I've been following what you did for your mom for 13 days, and I can already make the trip 10 times without any distress. So that was real nice to hear. And I get emails daily. I got one yesterday from a guy who has had the book about 6 weeks, and he's sticking to the diet very strictly and taking the supplements. And I actually didn't get it from him. I got it from his son. And his son was saying, we can already tell a big difference in his ability to breathe, and he's getting real excited because he had kind of accepted the fact that he was going to die from this disease, and now he has a whole new outlook because he now believes that he is going to survive it because he's getting better almost daily from what his son was saying.
Well, so, now, what about the olive leaf extract? Do you use that routinely, or is that just for the sinus headaches?
That was just for the sinus headache. It's a good antifungal. So when I was suspecting that it was a fungal infection, I started cycling these antifungals. And I found when I grabbed a clinical mycology textbook and found out that there's pathogenic fungi that are easier to get rid of, but then there's the other side, which are the opportunistic fungi, which actually get in and emulate human cells so they go undetected by your immune system. And they also adapt to these antifungals. So I would cycle them. I gave her caprylic acid for a month. That was one. I gave her apple cider vinegar for a month. And I kept cycling them, olive leaf extract. And eventually I got the doctor, I found an osteopath that would prescribe, when I actually wrote all this stuff down and took it in and actually printed out a file called What I Have Observed. And this is what I had observed over 2.5 to 3 years in her decline and then her recovery, or her almost complete recovery. Got him convinced to give her nystatin, which is a statin drug, but just for a month. That was supposed to be a good antifungal. And then after that, fluconazole, which is the generic for Diflucan. And that one's real, real scary because it has a tendency to elevate liver enzymes. So they're very reluctant to prescribe it. So I told them I would take her to the hospital lab and get her blood tested every week if they would provide it for her. So they did. And she actually had 6 weeks worth of fluconazole, and she got a hold of the bottle. I had it up on top of the refrigerator, and how she got that off of there, I really don't know because she can't reach up there. But she managed to get a hold of them and took them 6 days in a row, and it was supposed to be one a week. So she took 6 weeks of this fluconazole in 1 week, and I got up one morning, and she was standing up, had the oxygen turned off. She had taken her own shower. She had cleaned out one of her closets. And I felt like I'd woke up in the Twilight Zone. She had improved so incredibly in those 7 days.
What again is this product that you're describing?
It's actually a medication.
What is it?
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, it's not something that you take daily to manage a disease. It's something that you take to kill a systemic fungus. So that's why I started suspecting that it was a fungal infection, because these antifungals seem to really work well. I think a lot of them, though, are also antibacterial, antiviral, and so that's when I started saying, well, we'll call it an unknown pathogen, because these things all seem to work for any pathogen, you know, the diet and most of these all-natural supplements I was giving her.
Well, you know, Greg, many of the great advances in medicine have been made just by mistakes. You know, certainly they found out about penicillin because they had noticed that when they were trying to grow bacteria, they got the penicillin fungus there on the plate where you're growing the bacteria. You couldn't grow the bacteria, and they were trying to figure out how they could stop that. You know, from killing the bacteria they were trying to grow, until somebody said, "Hey, if penicillin kills bacteria, maybe we ought to start using that to kill bacteria." That's how this all came about. Many of the great advances in medicine have come about exactly like that. Well, we've got a caller from Soquel, California. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment?
Mostly a comment. I want to commend Greg for what he has done, because by reading and studying and doing all of the things that he has done, he has actually learned some of the things that, one of them actually, that when his mother was taking the antibiotics, was the fact that she should take a probiotic, because he learned one of the things that I learned from probably one of the finest doctors of infectious disease that I ever knew. And most doctors did not understand this process at all. And that was the fact that you had to restore that, you know, the intestinal
flora after you.
Yes, absolutely. It is so important.
And right, I bet that was Dr. Petrelli, who, of course, was a mutual friend of ours. And Dr. Petrelli was an infectious disease specialist. We used to call him Bugs. But he really was a brilliant individual, helped me with literally hundreds of difficult cases during the time we practiced together. And he is sorely missed. But this is one of the things he kept stressing, and the other doctors didn't really understand. You've got the infection, you give them antibiotics, you get them better. But, of course, you actually destroy their intestinal flora, and, of course, Bugs used to always insist on the probiotics. Go right ahead, Barbara.
No, he was. He was an absolutely, you know, brilliant man and doctor, and he is sorely missed. But also, Greg, you know, thank you for prescriptions, read the side effects. Well, the doctor will tell you, oh, there are no side effects. When you get that medicine from the pharmacist, read the side effects, because they are there, and some of these doctors do not even understand it. So you have done a great job, and just the fact that you have done so much for your mother by your studying and understanding and the value of homeopathic medicine, you know, the natural medicines that we have available for us that can help us so much more than so many of the doctors can prescribe for patients. It is truly amazing, and I just want to say, yeah, I just want to commend you and say thank you so much. You have done a great job.
I appreciate you saying so.
Her
doctor had, I had asked her doctor, why is her emphysema getting worse? She quit smoking 2.5 years ago, and I've made sure she took all these drugs you prescribed. And he said, well, the truth is, we don't know why emphysema gets worse, you know, after smoking cessation. It's a mystery. And so I decided right then that I was going to research this until I either solved the big mystery or she took her last breath. So well, God, that's what got me started. So.
I'm so glad that you did. Anyway, thank you so much.
More mothers need sons like you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Greg, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Well, I would...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
-treatment.com. Lots of free information.
Well, I think probably we will carry it because I think that what you described is certainly well worthwhile. Anyway, God bless. We'll be talking to you later. Thanks so very much.
You bet.
Bye bye. Okay, fine. Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I think that it's a fascinating program. I hope you've enjoyed it, and certainly. There is so much here to medicine. Certainly we carry some other books, very important books on medicine. Health and nutrition, seek it and save your life. But as far as the treatment of emphysema, what Greg has come up with sounds very logical. And I really believe, of course, there are things that we really don't understand about emphysema. And he's probably right. There is some sort of a chronic infection there that keeps the lungs from healing themselves. And certainly what we need to do is begin looking at alternative treatments. And sometimes you have to take responsibility for your own health. Well, let me suggest the book Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. By our good friend Russell Blaylock, his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, 3 books by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have a four-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets, either four tapes or four CDs, by interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we have so much information on our website dealing with health and things that you need to know about cancer, cancer treatments, things you're not going to get through regular channels, the dangers of vaccinations, the dangers of mercury, the dangers of aluminum, the dangers of statin drugs. We've got a four-tape set on statin drugs. These should have been outlawed long ago. Since we have a great book on magnesium. We got a four-tape set on magnesium. You should be taking a magnesium supplement. Most people are low on magnesium. I take it regularly, as does my wife. And it really helps with cardiac irregularities and many other things. Please, of course, go to our website and look at the various items we have. And remember, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you don't have a computer, we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. But find out what is out there, and then, of course, be prepared to look after your own health. I will tell you that the whole healthcare delivery system is breaking down, and you're going to have to start being responsible for looking after yourself, because, of course, the prices keep going to continue going up. The quality of care is going to fall until we get government out of medicine and get so the doctors responsible for looking after their patients, and doctors who do not simply do what the FDA tells them to do, but will do what's best for their patients. Again, I set the high telephone number. If you'd like to reach us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Cindy, if you'd like to understand that there is a conscious effort to kill off large numbers of people in America, organized, orchestrated, intentional, and Cindy put a place in, to understand that in our four-tape set on statin drugs. You need to get, of course, my treatise on the population control agenda. It's available on our website, on the Internet. Population control agenda, you need to get our talk on planned population reduction. It's a DVD, and another DVD called Nundare College Genocide. Nundare College Genocide. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com. We ask you, of course, to tell others about our programs. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is December 1st. Whoa! Thursday, December 1st, 2011. I know. Where did the year go? Coming into the final month of the year, how did this happen? It went by so fast. Those of you listening to the Power Hour, remember when we started out in January making one change at a time, and hopefully you kept some of those changes and are doing those things? It's been an amazing year, hasn't it? Well, I think next year will be the hold on to your seat kind of year and fasten your seatbelt for sure. What's happening today? Well, we're going to talk about it in the Power Hour. It looks like the markets are soaring. Almost 500 points in the green yesterday. Can you believe it? with all the troubles that exist. With everything going wrong, the markets are up. And a lot of people, you know what they're doing? They're saying, now's the time to bail. In fact, even CNN is kind of saying, yeah, well, I'm not so sure people want to get invested in this market. Well, Asia joined the Wall Street rally. Asia's markets joined the Wall Street rally also. Germany and France were down. The UK market was up. And it's just looking like happy days are here again because, and why? Because the United States did exactly what Bob Chapman said they were going to do. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Did exactly what Bob Chapman predicted. Did you hear about Billy Graham being taken to the hospital? The reason I'm saying this is because they said he had a slight cough, sniffles, and a slight temp. I would like to know what would happen if you or me, if we went to the emergency room and said, excuse me, I've got a slight cough, sniffles, and a slight temp. I'll tell you what, nothing. You wouldn't even probably be seen, let alone, well, especially if you're a Gulf War veteran, but let alone be admitted. So they said he was admitted for his sniffles. No, he was admitted because he's one of them, Billy Graham. That's right. Herman Cain is about out. I got to tell you, when he said and announced on CNN, well, I'm reassessing my campaign. Remember, there's been at least four women come forward that say, you know, he sexually harassed me. And a fifth woman said, yeah, we did not have sex for 13 years. He says, I'm going to reassess my campaign and talk to my wife on Friday. Now, that's got to be a meeting one's going to look forward to, don't you think? I bet she is looking forward to telling him a few things at the meeting on Friday. Or, as some people say, she's probably already aware of it. Remember when Herman Cain's wife said on an interview on CNN, yeah, when asked if he would make a good president, I think so. Yeah, right. Oh, boy, that was convincing. We're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers today. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to find out what you're thinking, what you want to know. We're going to talk about Lipitor going off as a now a generic drug and what that means to the pharmaceutical companies. In the other news, though, we got some health news for you on what can you do for Parkinson's disease. That I find very interesting because, you know what, there are things we can do about things they say we cannot do anything about. That's right. We can actually find answers. We'll be talking about all of this and the program yesterday on Sonomics. A lot of comments. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is the Power Hour, 4 minutes after the hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill